You'll know by now on the programme that this year we are joining forces with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra to reflect a lot of the work that they're doing throughout the county. And I'm very pleased to say that they've just announced a collaboration with the Margery House Care Home. They're based down in Poole. And the collaboration involves taking music out into the community, which we know the BSO like to do. And I'm very pleased to say that from Margery House, we're joined now by Georgie Powell. Georgie, welcome to Community Connections and Read on the Radio.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
This is really big news, not only for the orchestra, but for you, I guess.
Yeah, really exciting. So Margery House are really excited to with this development with BSO. Our residents are really excited for the year ahead.
Tell us a little bit about the care home before we go on to talk about what the BSO are doing with you.
Yeah, so Margery House is a modern residential and dementia home down in Poole. We're overlooking the harbour. It's operated by Care South and it's designed for a high quality person-centred care and that welcomes an engaging environment.
We're also joined on the programme now by Lucy Warren from the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. Lucy, is this quite a new thing for the BSO to be doing?
Well, it's new to be working with Care South, which is a fantastic partnership. We are really thrilled to be able to work with a local partner in this way. The BSO, we exist primarily to bring music into people's lives. So we have worked in care homes and in care settings for over a decade, really. But to have this level of partnership and this frequency of meeting with care home residents and staff and families is new to us. And so we're thrilled to be doing that.
Georgie, how did it come about? Did you approach the BSO or was it vice versa?
I believe we approached them and yeah, it's been a great partnership already. Like I said, the residents have just taken so much from it and the community are really invested into this as well. So it's been a real delight.
And your residents can have a say in choosing the programme, what they're going to hear?
Yeah, so we've done things with the staff engagement as well as the residents. And we build that on All About Me. So they find out, BSO have done a lot of research into what our residents like and dislike. And they've been able to build a programme so it's suited to the individuals of the residents here at Margery House.
Lucy, how does it feel from a BSO perspective to have a new project underway? Because you're always trying out new things, aren't you? And this just sounds a perfect combination of getting your skills out into the community and having an audience that are just soaking up and welcoming what you're doing.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, we are ever evolving and that's really intentional because we have this extraordinarily broad remit, really. We, as a symphony orchestra, we actually cover 10,000 square miles of the whole of the south and the southwest of the UK. And as I've said, we exist to try and connect with as many people in that diversity as possible. So for us, the key to success is finding the right partners. So to have struck on this partnership with Care South and then to be delivering work so local to where we sit as an orchestra, literally on our doorstep. And so for our musicians, who, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are here rehearsing and then performing full symphonic concerts, to then be able to bring that skill into a care home just down the road is really magical for us. That's what it's all about. And it's brilliant. This programme, you know, we're already excited to be looking ahead to the next 12 months of working together and hopefully beyond and hopefully, you know, expand out of that. But also the opportunity for that to tap into all the, like you've said, the other work that we do and bring in some other specialist musicians who might not be on the concert platform, but might be specialists working in other settings into that work is also a brilliant opportunity all round.
I'm guessing as well that a number of the people that are residents with you, Georgie, they will have spent many, many happy hours and evenings watching the BSO and potentially some of them possibly even playing in the BSO. And this, to my mind, just seems a wonderful way of keeping them in the community.
Absolutely. So music just unlocks so many memories, improves mood, and reduces anxiety. But also, with like you were saying, the residents have been part of the BSO for a long time. And one of our residents that actually had like a season ticket holder that was out in the community prior to moving to Marjorie House, he was actually conducting them in the last event that we had here. So it's really nice that he's still getting to take part in it, as well as listening to the music.
I assume as well that you're introducing people to the music of the BSO and classical music in general, where it may not have played much of a part of their life before.
Yeah, absolutely. And lots of them are new to the music, but just seeing their smiles on their faces, they are really involved and invested when they're here, and it's a talking point for the rest of the day, following the time that they're here. So it's really they're taking so much from it.
I can guess you haven't built a concert hall on the side of Marjorie House for this to happen. So where is it that the orchestra perform when they come to you?
So currently that we've been in one of the main lounges on the ground floor. However, we have just got it agreed for them to come and play out on the front lawn overlooking the harbour on the 6th of June. So this is going to be a really exciting event for part of the BSO audience to come in and our residents also to take part in that.
Is this then an event that my listeners who are fans of the BSO could come along to, or is it very much more concerned with people connected to the home already?
I think it's going to be part of Marjorie House this time. However, never say never in the future.
Lucy, I know what the BSO are like for trying to get to new venues all the time. This does sound a promising venue for the future, overlooking the wonderful Poole Harbour.
Oh, I mean, it is extraordinary. It's a real gem. I mean, Poole Harbour in itself is beautiful, but to have, the setting of the care home and the architecture of the care home and the whole atmosphere of it is particularly beautiful. It's no hard going there.
Lucy, from the plans you've got with Marjorie House now, are you looking at expanding this beyond the area of Poole into other nursing homes? I guess you're already working with some.
It's so important to us that when we do expand and evolve, we do that in close partnership with somebody. So we're definitely, it feels such a fruitful partnership already with Care South that we would love for that to be able to expand. Obviously, Georgie can speak much better than that than me, but they have multiple homes across the region, across BCP and Dorset. So to have the opportunity to spread that activity out into those homes, I think is there for the waiting without any shadow of a doubt. And again, there's something really interesting for me when you find an organisation that, we share a very similar values and approach and, what it means to be, what care means. And part of that is about joy and connection and bringing real life into an environment, which is what music does and the levelling nature of music. So to be able to do that together, and to be able to spread that impact, I think that's definitely a shared aspiration in the partnership.
Lucy, before we say goodbye to you and Georgie, how can my listeners find out more about the BSO in general?
So you can always find out on our website, bsolive.com, the work that this work sits within Participate. So there's all sorts of information on there. I should say that we're very soon launching our new season as well. So we as a season, the orchestra performs from October to May. We're about to release information about that new season of activity. So it's a great time to have a look. We perform all across the region. We're a very open-minded organisation, so always here to talk and connect.
I think we'll get you back on to talk about that new season. But before we think about that, we'll say a final thank you to Georgie Powell from Marjorie House. Georgie, one final question. When you started working at Marjorie House, I doubt in your wildest dreams you thought you'd have a symphony orchestra in the front room.
Yeah, this is one of the most exciting developments that we've had here at Marjorie House. So, yeah, like I said, we're really looking forward to the next 12 months. But yeah, what an honour. And our residents are really going to take the privilege of listening to Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra for the next 12 months.
Georgie Powell from Marjory House, Lucy Warren from the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, thank you so much for joining us, and the very best of luck with the project going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.